Hello and welcome back to Rhythm Paradise Megamix. This is part 4, and today I'm going to be doing Rule 4, which has a little bit of an interesting oddity to it. The first thing to note about it is the storyline, which is extremely weird. So this is like a middle pitched. I'm thinking it's a lady, but I'm not exactly sure. So basically, it's weird. These all have names. I don't know what the citrus guy is called. And I don't remember what the machine person is called either. Damn it. But I know that this person is called Donna, and the reason why is because she loves donuts, and she has like a lot of donut jokes. Like, there's a point where the story says, do not worry, but it's like, do not worry. It's weird. And also, like, there's this huge fascination about donuts that... Remember when I told you in the end of part 3 that Tibby's still hungry? I'm guessing he's gonna somehow get through this area and fill himself up for a bit, at least. So let's keep going. And apparently, Donna doesn't actually like to eat the donuts, he just likes to stare at them instead of eating them, which Tibby finds really weird. Excuse me for any noises bleeding through. So, we have 4 games. Now, what's interesting about this is, the games in here are actually the original games from Tengoku DS and Fever, which means there's not going to be any sequels to these. It's just one time. That's interesting. And let me quickly take a look at the scores before we continue. Okay, so this row is going to be scoring like a smaller amount of points because the games in here are actually quite hard. So, just, yeah. Let's get started. We also have a gate to cover here. So, first game in Tengoku is... Bunny Hop. This is another one of those games where you have to tap constantly, except here you tap twice as much, and the tempo is faster as well. Let me show you. One, two, three, four. If you're a tiny bit too early, it'll make a eerie kind of noise instead of the boing. And there's also this part where you have to wait for a certain amount of beats. Let's see if it'll show you that. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four, go. There we go. So the coming back, like that last tap there, is very important. Okay, because this is constantly tapping, I'm probably gonna mess the scoring up like a lot, but let's see. I like the remix of the music. Three, four. Now maybe a different amount of beats sometimes. Or just before. Here it is, 4, 3, 4. And again, 3, 4. But here, it's 1, 2. And now the next part is going to be 8. Be careful. I can't talk today. 7, 8. I can't talk like every day. Oh, just missed. Talk too much. Try again. Let's go. Skill star time. There we go. Now the story behind Bunny Hop is that you're a bunny, and in Japanese mythology, you have this thing where bunnies can apparently jump to the moon, and that's what you're trying to do. You're like jumping around like turtles and whales in the ocean until you finally get to a part where you can jump all the way up to the moon. Okay, got the no miss, got the 6 coins. Score. Let's see what the score is. First, I'm gonna have to wait for the story text to advance. That's a weird noise. Okay, let's see.
Welcome to the loop, Mr. Dumbledore, where the effect you move come. You make this absurd dream reality. I scored 96.
96? What? 96? How is that a thing? Whoa!
Orange mega mix up. Dump. D. Big pop. 9. 3, 9, 3 left. 3. Left. Go in. D. I.
Whoa, that is crazy.
Situate.
That is extremely crazy. I can't believe that. Whoa. Okay. That's a new high score. So, next is gonna be the game from Rhythm Heaven DS. Now, what's interesting about this is that it has lyrics. So, of course, you can choose between English and Japanese. But I'm gonna choose the Japanese one because I like it more. I'm getting tired of this intro, by the way, because it was used in Coin Toss as well as in Shoot 'em Up. Now it's used again. Now this is the credits game, or at least what used to be the credits game. Now you have to play it early. It's called Air Border. It's a little bit different. You either have to tap. It's another one of those you're the third person in line things. So you either tap or you hold and then let go at a certain point. You'll see what I mean. So first, there's this. City. Cool. Yep. 1, 2, tap. 1, 2, tap. There we go. And then there's going to be the hold and let go part, which I'm probably going to mess up a few times because holding and let go isn't easy. At least with this keyboard that likes to like stop my holds every so often. Like this. So, you hear the 3, 2, hold, 1, 2, go. There we go. So, let's play. I'm gonna be completely silent for this. Pay very close attention to... I think I'm always too early. It does make weird noises when you're early or late, by the way. That's paradise, how'd you make it? Okay, ready? There's a hold. There we go. And again. I'm always too early. Damn it. Skill star? Nope. Missed it. Try again. Now I have the privilege to say Yosh! Ikuse! I like the weird noises. I'm always too early. Damn it. Nope, it let go of my hold. It let go of my hold. Try again. Yosh! Exit! I think I'm too late. Please work. Yes. And one more. Yes. Whew. That is hard. I don't really know why. I think it's just because the inputs are so disconnected from each other. You can't keep a steady rhythm going. I got it eventually, though. No miss. Skill star. 6 coins. Yeah! Let's see the score. It doesn't tell me. Oh, you're supposed to dodge blocks, apparently. Okay. Let's go to the cafe and see what happened. Oh, there's more text. I'm gonna have to look into that later. I don't really care. Can you just let me through, please?
Recognizing Ableton, skill score, and Ableton Citra. Recon, skill score 93.
93, okay, I matched my score. Citra. Good. That was the score that I had. I think. Yes. Now.
Exhibition match 94, Tanashin 95.
Okay, so our next game is Exhibition Match from Rhythm Heaven Fever. This one is also quite hard, because the inputs, though not as disconnected, are still very far away and far between as well. I mean, there's only a few of them. Not very many at all. You'll see what I mean. Because the way you play this game is the following. This is a baseball game, by the way, in case you couldn't tell. Listen to this. That's literally it. You do this a few times. 三, 四. And one more time. 三, 四. So yeah, you have to just do this a few times. Now, what's interesting is the music will make it a bit harder. And of course, the fact that you have to hit early on everything, no matter what, is gonna make it even worse. Okay, let's go. Okay. Let's see. Let's see if I got the skill star. Nope, I didn't get the skill star. And that one had no audio cues. And now, there's a monkey! Yay! Because Rhythm Heaven loves monkeys. I'm not even going to repeat that game. To be quite honest, I don't really like it. It's hard, and I don't even want to repeat that. Also, I want to leave time for another second run of Air Border where I try to sing it in English, because I want to do that. So as you can hear, I only got the 2 dings for the no miss and the 5 coins instead of 6. Didn't get the star. I'm not even going to attempt it again, because, like, I don't know. Exhibition Match is one of those that I don't really want to come back to. What's the score? It doesn't tell me. So I have to go and look at it again.
Recognizing skill score, exhibition match, Citra.
88. That's bad. That's really bad. You know, maybe I should try again, but I don't know. Fine, I'll try one more time. I don't know what's causing it to be this bad. I'll try one more time. Boo. Yeah. Let's see. No, that was early. I don't know. It was probably better than the 88, but it wasn't still wasn't good enough. Yeah, it was a high score, but not by much.
Recognizing number one, Citroën. Recognizing skill slot exhibition 90.
90, okay. Citroën. I'm not willing to go any further than that. I've tried the game twice. I didn't do it. Oh well. By the way, there are different sounds if you get it wrong, if you're a tiny bit too early or late and you didn't even hit the ball, or if the ball just slams into you because you just missed it completely. That does have other noises. Okay, this last game though will be a bit easier than that, at least. Same entrance for you, fighter. This game is called Tongue Lashing, and you're a chameleon. Yay, chameleons are cool. You get to kill insects. Listen to this. And there's a bit of lag at the very beginning. Is it just me, or is it saying three? It's like it's saying three. Yeah. There's that, and there's a fourth one, but also... Maybe it's asking you... Let me see. It's the same thing. I think it's just without a counter or, like, a visual aid. I'm gonna show you if they get away. Oh, it doesn't make any sound. If you accidentally... Let me see if I can do it. Yeah, that. And then there's a different kind of insect, which instead of three is four. It makes a different sound. Like that. Okay. This track that it uses sounds a lot like what I would call rave party music, but I have no idea if that's exactly what it sounds like or not, because I'm not sure what that actually means. That's what I think of is when I hear the term rave party, this kind of music. No, that was late. Now, pay attention, there's two of them. Yes. Now make sure to get this right. Now, pay attention. Pay attention here. One, two, and... One, two, and finally... That. That is a little bit hard to get used to. I had to play this like 6 times before I finally figured out that there was a cue that I was missing. But I think I got the no miss. Skill star, no miss. Good. Yay, and we're done with row number 4, or Donut Land. I'm not completely, I don't like what some of these game scores ended up being. Like, Bunny Hop, that was crazy. I didn't mean to do that. Bunny Hop was crazy, but the other ones...
Around if you don't like your house, to be infested with theory actors. C98. High score, 95.
95! My high score is 95, so that actually worked out pretty well. So, 95's been matched. 93 with Aeroborder has been matched, 96 for Bunny Hop, and 90 for Exhibition Match. Oh well. Wait, wasn't 93... Aeroborder was 94? I'm not sure. Let me quickly take a look. No?
Exhibition Match, 94.
Exhibition Match was 94. Okay, my bad. So, now, what I'm going to quickly do... before we move on to the second gate, because I need to do this anyway, I'm gonna experiment a little bit. So first, I'm gonna change the language to English, and then I'm gonna move over to the settings menu, and in here, there's an option that we'll need for the gate, because I just feel much more comfortable with it on. If we move on over to here, I think, there is the setting to change the control to either buttons like A, B, and D-pad to just tap in the screen. But that is somewhere over here. I'm going to click that, and I'm going to verify it by recognizing the screen, see if it works.
Control guide, simple tap.
Yes, that's what I want. Control guide is simple tap. Now let's go back by pressing the bottom button, and now I can play Aeroborder as well as any other game with the simple tap configuration, which means just tap and hold. So let's try it. To scroll through text, you also have to tap the screen.
Mouse tracking off.
Now, unfortunately, my touchpad is really, really clicky, so excuse me for that. Pause menu is still button-controlled. Okay, so what I'm going to try and do is sing through it. I'm not sure if it'll work, but I'm not aiming for a score here, so let's see. Yeah, let's go! No, I already missed it. It doesn't matter. He's paradise since the first time I saw you standing there. But it seems so long ago now, yeah. He's paradise when no man can show us how to get there. Come on, oh, baby. La 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 la. I don't know why it does that, it's weird. We made our way out of long, long darkness, and we made it this far, such a long road. So let's go. Oh, I messed that. Oh, we are our own path now, and we can take it anywhere that we wanna go. Ooh, ooh, sweet sounds of love. Can you hear me too? I am always looking at you, my sweet girl. And I see you right there smiling back at me too. No. Ah! That was terrible. I completely forgot what I was supposed to do. I just kept holding the button down, expecting a hold. I was so bad, in fact, that I didn't even reach superb level. I gotta try again. Not a try again, an okay. And also, you heard that it didn't make the weird chime noise, it only made the gunshot noise. That means your score is not a high score. Which, of course, it definitely isn't, because look, I didn't even get the skill star. I only got one ding, the results, and two coins. Yeah. I messed that up pretty badly, but the point was not... The point was not the play, the point was the singing. And I still kind of messed that up too. I think the microphone audio... like, the microphone audio as well as the game audio, maybe it'd have to be like adjusted or something, because I don't know what's going on with the volumes. But I can't really do much about it that now. Maybe I could make the game louder? Never heard this before. Oh, that doesn't loop very well, does it? And that's what happens when you only get an okay. So yeah, that was a thing. Now, let's move over to the gate, and I'll show you why I changed it to simple tap mode. So we are confronted by the gatekeeper trio again. And this time, they're asking you to play another challenge game. The game in question is called Sick Beats, or as I like to call it, Dr. Bacteria, because I like that much better, from Rhythm Tengoku. Now, the normal way you're supposed to play this game is to use the D-pad, because there's viruses coming, changing directions, like in counterclockwise order, and once they reach the down position, they make you lose a life or something. So you have to make sure they don't reach there by pressing the appropriate direction button. Now the problem is, it's very hard for me to tell where they're coming from. So instead, I'm just going to use the tap mode, and what that does is you just tap any part of the screen, no matter where, and it will work. Also, I like this music. Okay, that's it. And I'm gonna go immediately to hard because there's basically no harm in doing so. I'm just gonna just tap the button. I mean, tap the touch screen. I remember that sound. Let's go. Nanoj! Let's go. Sometimes you have to hit them twice. I think that's an up when it does that. But I can't be sure. And this is down when it does this. Sure. So yay. I could in theory learn how this worked. In fact, I'm gonna test it out. I'm curious. I'm going to move back to simple tap mode and see if all those whooshing noises actually mean what I think they mean. I'm gonna try to do this in arrow key mode, like normal button mode, see if that works.
Must lock it on.
So change the language back to Japanese. Oh, there's more text. Don't worry, I'll get to all these different additions to the cafe sometime later, but not now. No, it didn't mean to do that. Jam it, I just engaged the conversation with the barista, and now I have to press the messages again. Oh, there we go.
Recognizing button, Citra.
Buffin, which means button. And... Wait. Now, I'm gonna go back to the gate and see. I don't need to pay again, because I've already completed it. I'm curious to see if my assumption is correct. If I'll be able to actually do this. Let's see. Up. Yep, right. Up. Left. Right. Up. 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 Right. Up. Right. Up. And... Down. Right. Up. Left. Right. Up. Right. Up. Right. Up. Right. Right. Up. Right. Up. Right. Up. Left. Right. Up. Left. Right. Up. Right. Oh. No! That was a down. Up. Left. Down. Okay, I had a life. I actually could lose multiple lives. So, verdict is, I don't even need the simple tap mode. That is actually doable using the buttons, and I can actually understand what it means. It's really cool, because in Rhythm Tengoku originally, it was much, much harder. You couldn't really do it like that. I mean, you kind of can, but it's not as simple. There were certain combinations where it would not be as easy. So you know what? I think, from now on, my favorite endless game in this game is actually this, Sick Beats, because it's doable and challenging at the same time. So yeah, that was an interesting discovery I just made there. And that was Row 4, and I hope you have enjoyed. Row 5 is going to come back to games that we will be seeing sequels of later, and thus will be much, much easier. And I hope you've enjoyed, as I've said just a minute ago, and I guess I'll see you then, because I don't really have much else to say. Goodbye for now.